countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Now, my next guest this morning is John Keane, the new president-elect of Machrane & Fermor. He starts his two-year term in a few weeks' time, but fresh from his election, he joins me this cold, frosty morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Marty, and thanks very much for having me, and good morning to all your listeners.
We are delighted to have you on Countrywide, and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Marty. It's been a fantastic week, a very proud week for myself and my family and my club and my region in Devil's Bit and North Tipperary, so a huge week. So.
Absolutely. Now, let me just talk a little bit about yourself, because the work obviously never stops in a farm. How did you break the news to your parents, Martin and Margaret, that you were thinking of running for the presidency?
I suppose, Marty, it was a conversation that we probably had over a number of months to, you know, given the time commitment that there will be with the role, that there'd probably be a significant hole left here on the farm when I was away. So it was very constructive, and my parents have always been hugely supportive, and my family have been hugely supportive of me over a long number of years. So it was really good, and they were very supportive, and we're quite lucky here that we have great help from Liam. He's been with us working here for the last 3 or 4 years, and he's very much looking forward to taking on more responsibility and over the next 2 years. So a very fortunate position, really, Marty.
I've even heard about Liam, would you believe it, John? I believe he's your secret weapon. He's your main man.
Exactly. He's the man that'll make the farm continue to tick for the next couple of years. A hugely important cog of the wheel, and without that kind of support, Marty, it just wouldn't be possible. So we're hugely lucky to have Liam, and I'm sure he's tuned in, so we'll give him a mention as well.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, Liam, and well done, and fair play to you. And maybe we should do an interview with him so we get the real story.
Absolutely.
Of John Keane.
He might tell you a bit more about it, all right, yeah.
Tell me the story of the Keanes and their farm.
So my grandfather moved here to where we're farming in Ireland, South County Laois, back in 1971, Marty, and I suppose since then, my grandfather and my father have developed the farm over those 50-odd years to the dairy and beef enterprise that it is now. So a huge amount of work went in investment in buildings and in land improvements over those years. So I suppose when I came to farming full-time back in 2015, it was a humming machine at that stage with very little tweaking to be made because of all the progress that had been made over those years. So we're farming here a beef and dairy enterprise, and mainly black and white herd, and we're a full 100% spring calving system here at home.
Mm. So how many cows do you have? Or can I ask that question?
The million-dollar question. We're milking in around 100 cows, Marty, so we're a family farm. So yeah.
And you're the only boy, I know. Was it inevitable that you would take over the farm? Did you ever think of doing something else, like a 9-to-5 job somewhere else?
I suppose I have two sisters, one older and one younger, Marty, and we would always have been involved in farming all the way up along during our childhood, standing in gaps and running after cattle and that kind of stuff was always a mainstay of our childhood. So I suppose I just had a huge interest in farming always from a very young age, and it was something at the weekends away from school or during my summer holidays. That I would have always been farming and had a huge interest in farming and a love for animals and I suppose a real love for being outdoors. So I suppose when I finished in secondary school in Our Ladies in Templemore, I went to UCD to study ag science for 4 years. And it really just cemented that interest in farming and I suppose love for farming and the business element of farming. And I was fortunate enough to be have huge experiences as a result of that degree and an opportunity to travel with it also.
Mm. It seems natural then to get involved with Machrane & Fermor. How did that come about?
I suppose through some of the lads I was in secondary school with, to be honest, Marty, inveigled me to go to a seven-a-side football tournament in Mungerton, County Limerick back 6 or 7 years ago. And I suppose from there, the Machrane journey really began in the back of a car going down on the motorway to a football tournament in Limerick. So that's how it started. And from there, the Machrane journey began really within my own club in Devil's Bit, first and foremost, and onto my region in North Tipperary and onwards, I suppose, to the national roles, which I've been lucky enough to hold over the last 3 or 4 years.
What is the most important thing you've done with Machrane? Tell us about that.
I suppose there's many highlights, is probably what I'd call it, Marty, over the years. I think the involvement in my own club, first and foremost, is probably something which I cherish, and the great friends which I've met through it, both at club level and at county level, is hugely important to me, and the support that they've been, not just over the campaign, but I suppose over the last number of years. And there's probably a few highlights. Myself and a few of my club mates in Devil's Bit cycle from Malinhead to Mizzenhead back in 2018 to raise funds for Embrace Pharma, a really worthy cause, and we were very successful, and it was a really enjoyable week to spend with them, and a great time to bond with them. And I suppose also in that year, my club and with the driving force of Jonathan Dwyer behind it, really, we established a mental health program called Make the Move, an initiative in our own club first and foremost, and in our own region in North Tip. We've been lucky to receive support on that within our region, within the county, from the HSE and from Tip County Council to roll that out. So I suppose those are probably two of my highlights at club and regional level, and many other highlights at national level also.
Just emphasising there what you just said, or just highlighting it, why do farmers need particular support with their mental health?
I think, Marty, it's back in 2018, I suppose, Jonathan came to our club and sort of identified that there was different stresses that are experienced on farm and in rural communities that are not necessarily replicated in other settings. And I think what came from those consultations that we had with over 400 farmers at the workshops which we held was the real breadth of issues that can affect farmers. And I suppose, first and foremost, it was the issue of isolation and loneliness came up time and time again. Financial pressures on farmers also came up. And I think, you know, being a farmer and I suppose associated with farming, you're trying to be all things to all people. On the one hand, you're an animal carer and you're trying to be a vet, and on the other side of things, you're trying to be a mechanic and a fitter and maintenance person. And another huge important part of farming now is in relation to the business element of it and compliance with, I suppose, all the legislation that there is too. So it's a huge skill set that one individual needs to have, and all the associated stresses and pressures that come with that. I think it's a very challenging role. It's very rewarding, but I think we as farmers, that conversation around mental health and the pressures that come on us all as farmers and as individuals is something we need to talk about, because at the end of the day, we all have a relationship with ourselves, and it's the longest relationship that any of us will have. So I think it's very important that we recognise that, and it's very important that we nurture that also.
Now, Thomas Duffy is the current president of MACRA. His term ends as yours begins, and certainly he joins us now. Good morning, Thomas.
How are you, Marty? How's things?
Not too bad at all. Now, you have to expect the unexpected as president. You didn't expect to be guiding the organisation through a pandemic, surely?
No, definitely didn't. And I suppose it fundamentally changed the nature of our entire organisation. And we had to look at all of our offerings and try to adapt them for the era that we're in. Ultimately, one of the major things, as John has highlighted in rural Ireland, is rural isolation. Mm. And MACRA has always been a key element of preventing that for an awful lot of people. And so then with the lack of physical in-person events and meetings under the complying with the guidance, we had to ensure that people were still having some interactions. And I have to say, I can't take credit for the incredible work that our clubs and our counties have done to continue activity across the line. We did everything we could in terms of giving them guidance and giving them support when necessary, but really they were the ones that shone, and they were the ones that did so much work during this difficult time. We did revamp a lot of our national competitions, putting them online, and when allowances allowed, we came up with new ideas like the Puck Fada, and of course we gave opportunities as well to kind of focus on the policy side of the organisation, using Zoom and Zoom meetings.
So are there any other particular insights you'd like to share with John, since you're giving him advice?
I think first and foremost, I don't think John needs a huge amount of advice. He's an incredibly capable young man, and I've had the pleasure to work alongside him in the past, and I know John, and I know his advocacy around particularly the Make the Move, but I've served with him on Ag Affairs as well, so he has an incredible brief. I suppose for us, and during my tenure, some of my important elements really revolved around policy and expanding policy, and I know John will do an excellent job in continuing that and in spreading our voice. I suppose the element which I've learned really which is quite important, is not to be apologetic. I mean, young farmers' voices and young rural people's voices deserve to be heard at the table, and we have done everything we can to try and amplify that voice and strengthen it, but ultimately that needs to continue, and I'm sure John will be very capable of doing that.
I have no doubt, listening to him here on the radio this morning. Thomas Duffy, thank you for joining us. John, if I can end with you, because I know you're obviously going to be the president, you're a Macra member in Tipperary, but you play hurling in your home club, Rat Downey Earls. You're not going to have much time, free time.
I suppose, Marty, just to thank Thomas firstly there for the kind words and his stewardship over the last 2 years, and his presidential team of Sean Wallace, Jermahan and Fergus O'Rourke. Not an easy time for them to do their work, but a huge commitment shown, and they've definitely driven the organisation forward and left their mark. So a huge well done to them and all that worked with them. Marty, I suppose the GAA is something I've been passionate about since I was probably 6 or 7 years of age, and I've been lucky to be involved with our club in Rat Downey Earl for all of those years, and hurl and play football with them, and it's something which I hope to continue even with the role in Macra. It's something which I thoroughly enjoy, and I've been very lucky to have success with it, and we've some absolutely fantastic people involved with the club, and I hope the manager might be listening in this morning, so he might give me a break off an odd training session if I can't make it. So
I feel that a Sunday game will have to cover at least Leinster club championship match Rat Downey Earls. John Keane, the very best of luck as president of Macra na Ferma.